Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverick.
I think for the Brewers, it's a big deal. It's a big deal to have the home games. It would be a big deal to get the bye. They're in a really good spot.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Despite being boat raced in San Diego, the Brewers made some progress.
Super magic number, which clinches the one seed in the postseason, dropped by one.
The Brewers' super magic number, two.
Joined now from the West Coast by Brewers play-by-play man, Jeff Levering. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Sun is coming up. It's a new day today. And like you said, that magic number is two. That's a good thing.
Can we, again, I know you're going to talk me off the ledge and say, can we win two games? Can we just win two games?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm looking at a coat hanger right now in my room that has a hand with two fingers up on it, and the other one has a thumbs up. That's a legit thing. Okay. I'll send you a text as soon as we're done. There's two fingers and a thumbs up for coat hangers in my room. So yes, two wins, thumbs up. Let's go.
Really, the only reason to keep playing at the moment and trying to win a game, other than the clinch, which you would expect is going to happen, is just to stay fresh, right? I mean, are they even pitching Quinn Priester again before the end of the season?
So Quinn Priester is scheduled to go Friday, and I understand the reason why they held him out of today's start, because if you end up playing against the San Diego Padres, you don't want that last appearance of the season to go against the Padres, and you don't want San Diego to see what Priester's been able to do. And I understand all that. Video tells a whole story, but seeing somebody is a totally different story altogether. So I understand all the rationale behind that. So Chad Patrick goes today. He gets the finale. He was going to work anyway at some point over the course of the next few days, so you might as well send him out there today.
How are things around the clubhouse? I mean, I know we had the celebration in St. Louis. That was awesome. Murph seems loose. We talked to him yesterday, messing around with Eric and me, asked if we knew what time it was here where we were, because apparently we didn't ask him soon enough about having clinched the division championship. It was a good talk with Murph, gotcha. Levo, as you understand. So it seems like everybody's pretty loose.
Yeah, there's no reason not to be, right? Everything is going pretty well. And I know the team hasn't played great since the 14-game winning streak. They're 17-19 since the middle of August. But you built up that best record for a reason. You built up all that equity so that you could have a stretch like this where you're playing 500 baseball, and that's okay. And you still are two games away from having the best record of Major League Baseball for the first time in franchise history. So there's no reason why this team should be playing tight. There's no reason for them to be thinking about anything except for trying to win a ball game today against the San Diego Padres. So I think that they have had a really good mindset all season long. I don't see anybody pressing. You're playing some tougher competition. I get that. You're playing playoff teams. But this is an important 4 days for me. I think you need to turn it on just a little bit, put that gas a little further down on the metal and see what you can do for the next 4 days so that you have some momentum going into that week off before the division series that starts on the 4th.
And the Reds are playing for something. These games matter for them.
No doubt. They're playing for their playoff lives. So they're going to be empty in the chamber, so to speak, in every single day. That's a really big series against the Reds. And I know the Brewers, if they win a couple of ball games, they'll probably take it easy. But at the same time, if you can end somebody's season, that feels pretty good. So I think the Brewers are going to go all out because that's all they know what to do. They know how to play one gear, and that's in 10th gear. So hopefully they can do that this weekend against the Reds too.
All right, so let's walk through the pitching. All right, so Peralta, Priester, that's your 1-2. So who's your three going into these series into the postseason?
Yeah, a lot has to do with health, right? I mean, where is Quintana with the calf? I know Brandon Woodruff talked with Dr. Meester yesterday in person. That was the surgeon that did his shoulder. At this point, I think that that would be a long shot to have Brandon Woodruff back for the postseason. But if Quintana can come back, maybe you throw a Gasser out there. Chad Patrick is always an option. You got options who could start a ball game. And at the end of the day, if they get you six outs or if they get you nine outs, then you bring your bullpen in and you go from there and you play matchups. It doesn't necessarily matter who starts the game for you. It's just how many outs can they get for you in a particular ball game.
Yeah, I see that third start as an out-getter game, and that may be playing to our advantage, provided that some of those arms you mentioned aren't burnt in the other two games, depending on how our starters go. The only thing, and I don't mean to be a doomsayer, like what we've seen as a possibility in Major League Baseball now with everybody plus their aunt and uncle making the playoffs. That's not true, but it used to be four teams made the playoffs, right? Now we got a lot more teams in it. Is you have, you know, you win your division championship, you get those top seeds based on your body of work over months and months and 162 games. But all you got to be is in, and you're the team that maybe isn't as banged up as some of these other teams that wrestled and fought and scratched and clawed for those top positions, and then our Cincinnati Reds happens to be healthy and gets gets hot and rips through everybody. And I've seen that movie, and I don't like how it ends.
Yeah, look at the Cleveland Guardians. Look at what they've done. They were down 15 and a half games to the Detroit Tigers, and now Cleveland's in first place because they've won 16 of the last 18 ball games. I mean, that is incredible. You're seeing a meltdown of epic proportions from the Detroit Tigers. So you could be doing the other thing. So it is who's hot at the right time, right? And the Brewers have seen that play out a number of times in the playoffs. They ran into it in 19 with the Washington Nationals. They ran into it with the Braves in 21. They ran into it with the Diamondbacks in 23. I mean, I don't need to keep going down the list, but at the same time, the body of work over the course of the season helps, right? And these young, scrappy Brewers, again, they only know one speed. And if they can run into a team and take advantage of a couple of mistakes, this is the team to do it. I think that they're in a really good place come October 4th.
Well, let's start it this afternoon, get at least one of those two wins. 3:10 first pitch out there in San Diego. Thanks, Lelo.
You got it, guys. Have a great one.
See you, buddy.
8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.